Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem, right? Isn't that how it works? But if you're part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. So you need to get informed. You need to engage like many, many, many parents are doing across the country now. And this is a good thing. Seriously. Sony Smith's going to join us right after the break. And many of you have already seen this clip a million times over. And I'm sorry, you're just going to have to deal with it because I want to see it a million and one times. Because I really believe this, it is important for us to hear these people, hear them on a regular basis, know they're out there, know they're willing to fight for us. With us, too. I mean, whatever terminology makes you happy. And I've been saying for a long time that we need to get informed, and you need, I need, we-uns need to get out there. Because it's the only way we're going to win. We don't show up, and they know it. When we start showing up, you scare them. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You scare them in a good way. Because they know you're informed. And all they have is yelling and screaming. So this is a father who got up. Hopefully I have enough time to play through the whole thing. You usually don't play this long of a clip. But you've got to hear this guy. Because Sony is going to discuss it when we come back. Take a listen.
What's going to happen when this gets taught to our children? I'll give you an example here. I was in the third grade. And I was on welfare. No figure. And we had something called a lunch card. Our teacher would let the kids that got the cold lunch or got lunch from home, they got to go in line first. I had to, the ones that had a lunch card, we had to go behind them. So time after time that kept on happening, I'm getting there thinking like, man, this is messed up. How come the kids that got a cold lunch? How come the kids that got lunch from school? Why do they get to go before me? I started feeling real down and bad about myself. What makes them kids more special? What makes them different? What makes them so cool that they get to go first while us with the lunch card get to go in the back? So I started piecing some things together like, man, this is messed up. Why? 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 These people that actually got the lunch, the ones that had the cold lunch, the ones that had to go get to go first, they were some of my friends. I started disassociating myself with them. I started actually hating them. I actually started disliking them because I felt that they had something that I didn't have. They had it better than I had. I actually started getting mad at my home life because why can't I get a cold lunch to bring up here so I can be up there in line? Why couldn't I? Now, my friends trying to figure out what's wrong with Ty.
You hear what he's saying here, right? This is what we've been saying all along. He starts feeling bad because his friends have got more than he does. They're willing to do more than he can. He thinks he's trying to figure out why.
How come he's so mad at us? I'm mad at them for something that's not even their fault. I'm getting mad at them because I'm the one that got a lunch card. They get to go first in line. But the fact that I was in the third grade and was able to piece that together to say in the third grade, look what I did. I conjured up my own perceptions of what my friends were. They weren't looking down on me. They didn't think they were better than me. I'm the one that came up with those false perceptions of what my friends were, not them. So when you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, that's pretty much how can say is pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids? This white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed? How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, no dad in the house, work my way through college, sat there and hustle my butt off and get through college? You're going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now.
He's talking to the school board. Do you hear me? He went to the public officials and he took it to them, and he's got a room full of people that are on his side. This is the only way you're going to make a difference. You're not going to make a difference writing on Facebook and getting teed off on Twitter. This isn't going to help your cause.
I have to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get no, oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what? Not their skin. If they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pee on his grave with this nonsense? That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger, to protect their children from what we call predators. And what do? They put their lives on the line from predators. What are we doing? Oh, just let the kids go. Let anything happen to them. Let anybody bring in this sexuality stuff right there to pervert these children and all that. Let them know that, oh, if somebody touch you, oh, if it felt good to you, it's going to be okay. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids. Yeah. 10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, and we see that we're producing a whole bunch of kids that's actually super sexually pedophile acting and all this stuff like that, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this...
They're catching on, and they're going to explode. And I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about parents, too. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Sides. Sonya joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-55. So will you stop moving back and forth? You're going to make me airsick. And And I don't have a bag here. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always love to have her on. I know you guys do, too. Have a lot of fun. Get a lot of good, solid issues that we need to deal with. How you doing, Sonia?
I'm good, but I was only moving because you said that I was crooked again. So I was trying to see, is it my camera? Is it my chair?
Well, I don't know if I was talking about the video shot, but that's okay.
Oh. Hi, happy Friday.
You had that look on your face. I was like, oh. you know, I've been screaming, you and I both have been screaming about parents engaging and getting involved and stepping up and, you know, letting the school board have it. And we have seen like a virus type wave across the country of parents finally getting up, getting in front of the school boards. I got to tell you something. I'm even more impressed at the minority parents that are getting up and doing it. That Asian woman last week and more because they usually, as a rule, or I don't know if it's a cultural thing or what, they normally don't get involved at that level. And I'm seeing it more and more, and I'm loving it. Are we waking them up?
Well, I don't know that we are waking them up as much as the left is. You know, there are people like you who are out there on the battlefields doing your thing, but I have to tell you that the left is pushed so far that they have poked the bear so much that people are starting to get this on their own when they see what their children are being exposed to and what's being forced on them and what we're having to pay for. They're saying no more. So I think that, you know, thanks be to the left for being just as greedy and overbearing and rude and salacious and awful, if I can go on, as they are. Because
you hung with some of these people. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, I don't believe that they're lying to us. They really believe this stuff, right?
They're true believers.
That's
you know, there are some, I believe, that believe in the whole Saul Alinsky method of breaking the system. You know, I think that there are some who absolutely know that they are putting such a burden on the system that it will break, and then they have to, fix it in their image or what they think is the best way to go. But then there are the others. I don't know what's wrong with these people. I don't know how they can't see how what they're proposing for children is wrong. I would say evil, but at the very best, not going to turn out well. I remember when I first started seeing liberalism creep into my kids' schools. I lived in the ghetto, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get them bused in schools that, I mean, yes, they were bused out of the ghetto, and it was very inconvenient and all that. But I started watching all this liberalism that was coming into the schools. Couldn't say Merry Christmas. The Christmas season had to be totally international and all this Native American political correctness. And I was like, okay, I'm tolerating this for now. I got a lot of work to do when they get home. And this is not going to turn out well. I just remember saying, this is not going to turn out well. And, you know, and I'm not so sure that I was able to combat all of the messages that they were getting. It's like playing, you know, lefty whack-a-mole, commie whack-a-mole. They come on fast and furious. And I do believe that that's why these parents are waking up. And people like this man of the video that you showed who are in the inner cities or in the communities, and they're speaking truth to ignorance.
Oh, they've had it. And I'm surprised it took them so long, but they've actually had it. And, you know, the parents are the ones that are going to call the shots if they come together. And a lot of them, it looks like, are willing to put their political bent aside or political leanings aside for something like this because they truly see what's happening to the kids. The thing I thought was really cool is what he opened with, which is when he talked about the story of himself being in school and those kids were getting in line in front of him. Those kids were getting things he wasn't getting. He perceived in his mind because they thought that they were better than him because he was black. Right? And that's what CRT is going to be teaching.
Totally. I love it because, you know, I was looking at, as best you could see, the faces of the people who were listening. They were all white. And he's telling this story about white people having privilege. And I think that they didn't know where he was going in the beginning of this story. But he pulled it around beautifully to talk about this sort of resentment that was growing in him, and this hatred and this separation from his friends that was just growing organically from the situation is exactly what CRT will yield. But I will say that this guy is young enough. I mean, he's clearly not my age, so he's young enough that he was probably, whether he realizes it or not, he was already getting those messages through school, through movies, through whatever, the media,
right,
the news. That was already embedded in him. So when he saw people going first, rather than just going, you know what, the kids, you know, with the codes go last, and why is last a bad thing, you know, he started to see the difference between good and bad, and entitled and not entitled, and privilege and not, but I think that's because he comes from a generation.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah, they were already teaching that. So he was predisposed, can we say, to that sort of, to that sort of thinking.
But you're seeing something that I didn't think was going to happen, and I know you didn't either, because you and I talked about it. Which is, you're seeing, first of all, parents coming first, and parents from all walks of life. But now you're seeing teachers come to the podium. One even resigning in the middle of her speech, saying, "I can't do that to our kids, and you're making me do that to them." Would that excite you?
It totally excites me, however. Hey, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
If you're going to do this to me, you've got to bring me Twinkies first, okay? Because they make me feel better.
I'll ship them to you on Thursday, so just cover from what I'm going to say on Fridays. I don't think that the left gives a hoot.
Yeah.
I don't think they care if people resign, if parents hoop and holler. I think that they know they're damaging, you know, going back to, they know that they're damaging our children. It's just like when COVID started and they put our kids on lockdown and made them wear masks and separate from their friends and all that. And I said then, once again, this is going to turn out badly, but what it's going to turn into is they're going to be able to mandate special mental health for children. They get to grow government because they're going to wind up with a lot of very sick, very depressed children. And sure enough, this week, that's what we hear about, that the mental health for children has to be as big as any other mental or health industry. So they don't do anything for no reason. You got to follow the money. You got to follow the sickness.
Yep.
And they're only trying to grow power and money.
Yep, I agree. And guess what? We're going to go for a break because I believe in money, too. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I want me some money.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says 300 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been given out in the 150 days since he's been in office. The president said a lot of hard work went into making this happen.
The ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, and the whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. Together, we built an unparalleled vaccination program and managed one of the biggest and most complicated logistical challenges in American history.
Biden also said he hopes to have 70% of Americans to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. He also urged people who haven't yet gotten the vaccines to do so as soon as possible. He said the new variants of COVID-19 are still spreading rapidly. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I just heard she kissed.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You don't just spew, because a lot of you don't have a clue, okay? Just wait till you get the information, make sure it's real, then you can spew. Always, always, always love having Sonia on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me, she does every week. Helps us kick off the weekend, kick off the party. At least look like you're going to kick off a party. Will you please?
Smile. I got nothing else to do, so that's why I'm here. I'm here every Friday, because I have no life, but I love talking to you.
How does that make me feel? What did you just do to me? I need counseling now.
My God,
well, good that better do, so I'll hang out with Joe. Yeah.
I should be your counselor.
Oh, God bless. All right, so... My favorite.
We have all these great conversations off air, and then we get on air and go,
what are we going to talk about? Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
So apparently I have to apologize to you, because I just recently learned that the slang that I use on a regular basis, including words like reading and shade, we stole those from the black community. Because according to a recent article, USA Today actually, much of our slang comes from the black community, and because we don't acknowledge that, it's another form of racism. So I apologize for being...
Well, you know what? The way you say reading and slay, it don't sound like you stole it from us. I thought
Let's be honest about it, okay? You and I were talking during the break, and I said... Well, the word cis, to me, is like short for sister, and I don't see it as a black thing. It's just cis, you know, maybe whatever. And then I said slay, and I said slang just means killing in Old English. And he said, oh, no, it don't.
It sort of does. Okay, slay is a term, and I honestly think, and this article talks about it too, that there's certain slang terms and words that come from the LGBTQ, RSTW community. And slay, the way I use it, is all about hair. When you slay your hair, you have killed it. Killed is another slang word. You know, I mean, so I don't even understand what that article was talking about, to be honest. Is it racial? Is it appropriations when a white person uses it?
They even drilled it down to the black community actually stole it from the black LGBTQ community.
And trust me, there ain't nothing better than learning how to talk from the black LGBTQ community.
It's more fun
in the world.
Because of their contributions, and because we take that language, it is simply, ready for this one? I think they have a college class in this. Black linguistic appropriation.
I had no idea there was a term for it.
So can I start yelling at the Mexican that's cooking my food at an Italian restaurant? I mean, would that be okay?
That's so funny. Well, I went the first time I went to a Benihana restaurant, supposed to be Japanese. They're cooking the food at your table, and there's nothing but Latino, Hispanic chefs at the table. And I'm like, this ain't Benihana. This is supposed to be Benihana. What's going on here?
Hey, Juan, they want more chop suey at table six. What are you thinking you so long?
Why can't we just let people do their thing? And language is supposed to be fun. It's for the youth. It's for, you know, there's nothing worse than seeing an old person using slang. But
what are you saying?
But it is for fun. And it is, I really don't understand why the left has to make everybody on edge and put everyone on notice about everything that they do.
Yeah, but you gave me some good, you taught me during the break a little bit, too. You taught me about, you know, I said, I've never heard the term. It's very Elvis to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, unless you're talking about a fat guy who wants to be a singer. I mean, I can kind of put that together.
It dies on a toilet. That's not what it means. It's
you said it had a whole different, go ahead, enlighten us, please.
Its roots are in what, you know what? It actually goes back to the story that your video showed about the guy thinking that white people were having certain advantages that he didn't have. And I remember as a little girl, my mother hated Elvis Presley. The minute he'd come on TV, she'd turn it off. We were not allowed to watch Elvis Presley. Why? Because he stole everything from the black man. So apparently, that is still going on in the black culture, is that we really believe that Elvis stole it. Now, Elvis he admitted, I mean, I watched the documentary and I saw what my mother was talking about, and he admitted that he was highly influenced by black gospel music and black churches and black movement. And, you know, but we're mad at him because he became famous, whereas, you know, it's just so typical that we think just because someone else makes it, that it prevented us from making it. And I, you know what, as big as Elvis is, we have our Jay-Z's, we have our Puffy's, we have our Beyonce's, we have years later.
Dominate the music world.
Dominate.
I told you as a kid.
Motown
was the only record company I knew. I love that music.
Black-owned.
And you know what? As a kid, I didn't know they were black people. I just thought they were singers.
But you know what? Because music in those days was all integrated. There wasn't black stations, white stations. I remember hearing Elvis and Sam Cooke and Motown and you know, all on the same station when I was a kid. But that was 100 years ago. Things have changed.
Hey, so listen, when we use real slates, I know. So listen, let me give you an example of what happens when white people try to appropriate black music. Okay? Listen carefully. Don't have any liquid in your mouth because you might lose it.
Okay, so, I'll just the take. Okay.
Maybe it'll work. Everybody knows all six words to that song. And it gets your feet popping, right? I mean, really exciting.
Oh, Richard.
Yeah, and then when a white guy takes it and says, let me try and make this a little better. Take a listen. And we'll have enough of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's kind of sad. So that's hence why.
That was Papoon,
really,
by the way.
We could see the white shoes through the recording. But I think old people, white people, they shouldn't use sly. I mean, but some of the funniest characters in movies, there's an Asian guy, and I cannot think of his name, but he's in a lot of the younger movies.
Uh-huh.
And he plays a black, he does slang and plays a black, it's hilarious. But when we start telling people what they can and cannot say, well, the left's been doing that for a long time. But it's getting ridiculous. I asked my daughter the other day, we were talking about this very same topic, and I asked her if she had seen Tropic Thunder recently. Because when that first, that was the movie with Robert Downey Jr. where he played a black guy. They're all Vietnam vets. And I saw it recently, when I first saw it years ago, when it came out, hilarious, and it still holds up. It is belly laugh funny. And I asked my daughter, because she seems to be a little bit more racially sensitive than I am. She said, no, hilarious. So if you can't, you know what, the left tries to ruin everything, including our sense of humor. I say, don't let them.
No, look, I agree with you.
Go ahead, Joe, and say read and slay and all that stuff.
We'll just screw it up. It won't sound any. Look, Pat Boone just proved my point. Right? We can't. Us white folk can't steal anything from you guys. It doesn't work.
But we see that, you know what, we're so sensitive. I remember when Barbara Streisand came out, I forget what movie it was. With her then husband or whatever, and her hair looked like this, like my hair now, and we were upset. Remember when Bo Derek came out in the movie 10 with those braids? We lost our minds. But I have to tell you, the backdrop for that is I'm always playing two sides against the middle. But the black drop behind that is that when black women, it was hard for them to have professional jobs and wear ethnic hairdos. We couldn't wear afros. We couldn't wear braids. We couldn't wear the things that actually kept our hair under control. So we're very sensitive to the hair thing. And then when Bo Derek walks out with braids and beads and she's called a 10, we were like, excuse me? Because we were losing our jobs.
I think the thing that bothers me in this article, which is why it's good that you and I are talking, is it's almost like they go from the whites are stealing it from the blacks, and then the blacks are stealing it from the black LGBTQ community. And if you read through the whole article, at some point it gets to the point where, you ready for this one? That it goes all the way back to slavery, when the white people use certain language to keep you enslaved. And I'm going, you couldn't write this as a science fiction movie.
Well, I will tell you that I didn't understand the article. I read it, and I went, huh?
I don't understand anything, so it works out for me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few more minutes. Don't go far.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Another white song. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Let me bring her on because she always helps us kick off the weekend, getting ready for the whatever we're going to do. Well, we're at, it's going to be like 107 or 108 degrees. And Newsom says, you know, because of the electrical emergency, because of the heat wave, they'll be shutting off electricity in certain areas of the state. Now, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Sonia?
Yeah, especially...
I mean,
well, you know what? Y'all want to stay here. I'm trying to get out of California. We've been giving money after money for infrastructure and to fix all this stuff, and it never gets done. Next, what do we have? Fires. And then they can use that as a crisis that they won't let go to waste. I heard on the radio the other day that they want us to turn our ACs to 78 at night. That's not an AC. That's a heater. I'm not sleeping under 78 degrees.
No, you can't sleep like that.
No.
Well, I can't anyway.
And if you're upstairs, I mean, it's just, this city, Also, yesterday, we didn't talk about this on the break, but let me tell you this, because I already started to feel paranoid. They're putting in these, your people in your chat room are going to go, how old is she, 100? They start putting in these smart devices on my door, on my water heater, on my sink, stuff, which I think, you know, for the sink, they say they can detect if there's a leak, and then they can come in and fix the leak. However, the door thing, and it's all connected with Google, Alexa, it just felt like I felt so helpless and so at government control. You can use it without an Apple phone, but, you know, and when you Apple, Google, all these things are connected.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we know that they're taking our data, our information, what we do. They're watching everything we do, and that's not an exaggeration.
No.
So for me yesterday to have all these guys in my house that were just like taking off my doorknob and putting in keypads and giving me a new code to get in my house, and
well, you got patience.
I wanted to see it, but I just feel so intruded upon by the government. I mean, and they'll probably they'll raise my rent if I say I don't want this crap. You know, and they were also saying it's called Smart Rent. That's the name of the company. I'm like, why is
the word Smart Rent?
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, am I supposed to pay my rent now digitally through y'all? And they're saying no. But watch.
It's Venmo.
Watch.
Yeah, you can pay by Venmo, which is a term I'm getting tired of hearing. But
Venmo me.
Yeah, what is that? I don't even see. That's the old stuff I need to stay away from. You were just making fun of old folks, and that's it. You know, I mean, seriously. You know?
It's just becoming, this is becoming a very creepy world, a very creepy American.
Well, yeah, but you made a point of it. That last story we did about the black slang, which is what that story continually regressed into nowhere, into a bad trip into Alice in Wonderland. You know, I mean, it's like, wait a minute.
Down the rabbit hole.
Nothing. None of this makes any sense whatsoever.
No.
So I was having some. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I wonder sometimes, because I feel very stressed out because of all the things that the left is just bombarding us. It really is playing communist whack-a-mole. And yeah. There's so many things that we need to get involved with, and I know I need to pick something and just hone in on that, a topic or a cause or
yeah.
But every day you hear it's more and more fires to put out. So
I tell people all the time, and you really do. It has to be a passionate thing. So find that thing that turns on your passion. Once you find that, then you can grow from there. But right now, the way it is it seems like there's so much coming after us.
So we
try to touch or jump on everything, and that's not good. That doesn't help.
You can't. You know? It's like when I was a single mom, and I was like, you know what, that's got to be my priority right now, because if I try to do all this other stuff, everything's going to suffer. But right now, it's like a fire hose coming at us, and we all feel that. And so I don't think we should take time feeling bad that we feel that way. But just find one cause and go after it. Because there's enough of us that if we did that.
Oh, there is, but we won't come together to do it. You know why? Because we all have a better idea. We know how it's going to work better.
That's
so.
People in general, except for the left. They know how to pull together, and because they know what they want to do. You go, we want to destroy America.
Right.
They don't care how they do it. They just have that one goal. We say make America great again, then we argue about what great again means, and then we argue about Trump tweets. And
well, listen, I'm kind of feeling awkward here because, you know, as I sometimes run into with my Jewish friends where I don't quite know the proper terminology for the holiday, because, you know, they truly refer to their high holy days as holy days, where,
right.
You know, Christian kids on a high holy day are out playing basketball or something. But tomorrow is Juneteenth, and I don't know how to to wish you a happy Juneteenth, because apparently it's not like a happy celebration, but it kind of is, and I'm so confused.
Oh, I mean, okay, so in that regard, then it's maybe sort of like Happy Memorial Day or Veterans Day, you know?
Right.
Well, Veterans Day, no, I get. But, so yeah, I mean, some of these happy and merry terms are difficult, but Juneteenth is once again a holiday for that separates and divides black people from the United States, the United States of America, and the information that we got about this holiday. I know I certainly was told years ago that this was the day that the slaves were really freed. Well,
yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, once again, we've been giving wrong information. We're celebrating some sort of concocted holiday, like you know, and I know your people are...
Cinco de Mayo, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, huh. Right? No, I was thinking of, what's the Black Christmas one? See, that's sad. I'm going to get yelled at for not knowing it.
Now, Christmas time, when we get to Christmas time, I'll get hit with all of them, but Festivus.
Yeah, but it's the black one.
Festivus.
It's kind of a ripoff of Hanukkah, but not, but it was created,
right.
And it was created by a guy who's a cop killer, and he was in jail, and it was like, no, thank you, I don't need to celebrate that. I don't need to celebrate, other than the fact that there's probably going to be some really good food tomorrow, but I don't really need to celebrate a holiday that happened regionally. It happened. It
Kwanzaa.
Came about,
I've been correct. We've been corrected.
Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
Kwanzaa.
Festivus
don't celebrate,
was a Seinfeld,
baby.
Show, apparently.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. I'm sorry. It was made up. I'm not impressed with the guy who made it up. Now, there's tons of black heroes that were talked about maybe 2 weeks ago on your biblical citizenship,
yep,
class. Why aren't we celebrating? Why aren't those national holidays?
Because they're conservatives.
Exactly. Well, I don't even know if they are or not. They're heroes, and they're
right.
black.
Right.
Isn't that a shame? They're heroes, and they're black, so you naturally assume they're
conservative. Sonia, I got called out from some of the black folk when I was talking about the heroes of the Revolutionary War, the black heroes. And I said, several of these guys, we wouldn't be a nation today if it wasn't for them.
Would not be a nation.
Right? And they actually, one black woman looked at me and she said, you make it sound so glamorous. What it was they couldn't get a job doing anything else. It was the only thing they could do and get paid for and not be thrown back into slavery. And I'm going,
see what we do to ourselves? And that's exactly what that guy said in that video. If it's not white people doing that to us, it's black people will do that to us, too.
Zoe says the same thing, that the black community is the most demeaning to the black community.
Absolutely.
And I've never heard this. I've never really heard it like this before from both of you.
Oh, yeah. No, I got teased constantly for talking the way they said. Well, you know, the name of Larry Elder's, one of his first books, You Talk Like a White Boy. So, you know, I got teased for that. I got teased for being a good student. I got teased for being, and if you don't have the wherewithal to stand up against that, like this man in the video who says, I got 2 medical degrees and nobody held me back. No white person.
I love that. I just love when they say that. You know, we used to have a black colonel on the show, ex-colonel on the show, and he would say to me all the time, he'd say, you know what? In my whole career, not one black person reached out to me and said, let me help you, son. Let me help you with this. Even in the military, there was always a white guy saying, you're having trouble with that? Let me help you out. This is where you're going to have trouble with this. Let me help you out.
You know, Sean Hannity says, I never got a job from a poor person, and I will say that my jobs have been given to me, and I don't want to slight anybody, so that's why I'm trying to think here. I've been hired by white males. So I cannot speak badly about them. I can't lie and say that they've held me back. But you can get your 15 minutes of fame, but you ain't going to get 20 unless you're prepared.
That's
you
right.
You better be.
That's a good line. I like that. I may steal that from you. Anyway,
okay. Oh, the white man. Okay, I've just been Elvis.
There you go.
I've just been Elvis.
SonyaSchmidt.org, SonyaSchmidt.org, or here every single week. You can catch it. God bless, Sonya. Have a great weekend, people. You got me for the whole hour, and I am on a rampage, and you'll hear it when we come back.